Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Nazir, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. So in Mishnah Beis, we learned about the types of tumais that stops the Naziris in his tracks. He has to do Teglachas and start all over again. Avol Bat, not every tuma is going to force a Teglachas. So first the Mishnah is going to give us a list of four tumais that are midrabana. Avol Bat, says the Mishnah, Haschachais, Vaperois, Ubeis Hapras, the Eretz Ha'amim. Let's go one by one. Sechachais is from the Lashon of Schach. The Nazir is walking down the street. There's a tree that has a lot of branches, separate branches. They're not kind of intertwined with each other. There's a Kazayas min Hameis underneath one of the branches. The Nazir is not sure whether he passed underneath the branch that was mahil ala mes, that was a oil over the mes, over the kazayas. V'haprois. Now we have a nazir walking down a street alongside a wall. There are stones or beams that are protruding, that are sticking out of the wall, and there's tumah underneath one of them. Or we have a beis hapras. A beis hapras is a field where something terrible happened. There was a mes buried there, and someone plowed through it. So for 100 amas around, there's a chash, there may be some bone fragments here. That's called a beis hapras. And the fourth one is Eretz Ha'amim. Chazal were geyser a tuma on the land of Eretz Ha'amim, out of concern that a mace could be buried anywhere. But none of these tumais are going to cause the nazir to have to stop and do teglachas. Rather, he continues the regular days of his naziris. Viter, says the Mishnah. Now we're going to have lists of things that are even tamei min ha-toira. Still, it doesn't force a teglachas. V'ha-goylul v'ha-doifik. Goylul, says the Batanura, is the cover of the arin that the mace is inside. Doifik is the arin itself that the mace would lay in. It's called doifik. Doifik means to bang, because the top like bangs in, claps in. There's another pshat that goylul means the stone of the matzeva, and doifik is like the foundation that it stands on. Viter, says the Mishnah, urevi is dam. Okay, remember we learned in Mishnah Beis that if you have a half a loig of dam, whether the nazir touches it, carries it without touching, or is under the same roof as it, it does cause teglachas. That's because it's a half a loig. If it's only a quarter of a loig, even if the nazir should carry it, carrying and carrying somehow without touching it, or if he directly touches it, there's no teglachas. And v'oil v'roi v'atzam. So again, in Mishnah Beis, we learned, on a half a kav of bones, the nazir would become tum if he's under the same roof as it, and he would need teglachas. But if there's only a quarter kav of bones, and he's under the same roof, it won't force the teglachas. But if he touches the quarter kav of bones, or carries it, then he would have to do teglachas. That would cut his naziris. That's why you have to touch the words carefully. Urevi is dam. If it's a quarter as opposed to a half, it won't force it to glachas. Not maga, not masa, not oil. With a quarter kav of bones, there would be tumas maga or masa. If he touches the quarter kav or carries it, it would force it to glachas. But if it's oil, if it's just the oil v'roi v'atzamis, if he's under the same roof as a quarter kav of bones, that would not force him to shave his hair and start recounting his naziris. Viter, says the Mishnah, v'kelim anoigim b'meis. There are kelim that are metama like the mace itself. And if someone touches those kelim, he's tamei tumas shiva for 7 days. The list continues of types of tumah that would not force the nazir to shave his hair and lose his naziris. V'yemei safrai, v'yemei gomrai. These are both different stages of the mitzayra process. Al elu ein hanazir megaleach, the nazir would not have to do teglachas. Now let's explain Yemei Safrai and Yemei Gomrai. Mitzayra is a person who sees a nega, he goes to the kayan. So if the kayan can say no, don't worry about this, go home. Fine, a skir. In Yiddish there's an expression, mazal akim mitzrek. Okay, he was scared, hopefully that'll be enough for him to do tshuva. If the kayan didn't say it's fine and go home, he could have said one of two things. Either he said, oh, this is for sure tame. He then becomes a metzayra muchlet. Or he says, I'm not sure. I don't have a simen tahara. I don't have a simen tuma. You're going to be locked up for 7 days. We're going to see what happens. During those 7 days, those are called Yimei Hezgeiroi. After the 7 days, the Kohen looks at it again. He may say, uh-oh, it changed. Now it's a Siman Tumah. Now let's say you have a Metzaira Muchlet, who is for sure a Metzaira, and he's healed from his Tiras. He has to bring two birds. One of them is Shechted. They spritz on him from its blood. The Torah tells us exactly what has to be done over there. We're just saying some of the Pratim. The second one is sent off to fly away. Then he's going to do this twice, but right now he's going to shave all the hair in his body, toivel himself in a mikveh, wait 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, he will shave again and toivel himself again in the mikveh, and on day number 8, bring his karbonis, and that's how he completes his tahara. When a mitzoyra has been declared officially tamei, those days are called yemei gomroi. During those days, he's metamba b'maga, b'masa. There's something called Tumas Midris. He's metamba if he comes into a house. But during the 7 days, between the first Tiglachas and the second Tiglachas, those are called Yemei Sofrei. During those days, he's only metamba b'maga. Either way, what's negeya to us over here in the Sechtes Nazir, the Mishnah is teaching us that if a Nazir became a Metzaira, and he was purified from his tzaras, he attained tahara, he doesn't have to do tiglachas tumah. It's not like he touched the mace. And he doesn't lose the days he counted up until the time he became tamei. So let's say this whole mitzvah parasha started when he was 15 days into his naziris. He has to become tahar from the tzaras. But once he becomes tahar, he doesn't lose those 15 days. He starts counting 16, 17, 18. He can't count the days he was tummy, but he doesn't lose the 15 days he counted till then. So whether it's Yemei Sofrei, his days between one Tiglachas and the other, or Yemei Gomroi, when he was a Metzaira Muchlet, those days don't count, but they don't stop him from using the days until that time. So Al Elu, and all the things we just mentioned in this Mishnah, Ein HaNazir Megaleach, the Nazir does not have to do Tiglachas. He has to be Matar himself. Umaza. You have to spray on him. Bashlishi of Ashvi on day number 3 and 7 of his Tumah, the water that was mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Obviously, this doesn't refer to the Metzaira. Because by the Metzaira, there's no spraying of the Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is only for Tumas Meis. But the Metzaira has to be Matar himself the way a Metzaira is Matar himself. Once he's Tar, he picks up the clock from where it was holding in his Naziris. He continues to count. The Einoi Soyser as a Koidmim, it doesn't undo, like we explained in our Mashal, if he was 15 days into his Naziris when he encountered this Tumah, he doesn't lose those first 15 days. But if it took him 10 days to become Tahar, fine, now start counting the other 15 days of your Naziris. Again, the Einoi Soyser as a Koidmim doesn't take away the previous days, the first 15, Umaschol Omayna Miyat. He can immediately start counting the next days of his Naziris, the Karbin Einloi, and there's no carbon like there is for someone who becomes Tamei Tumas Meis. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Be'emes Amru. Be'emes Amru introduces a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that Yemei HaZav VeHazava VeYemei HaZgeiroi Shel Metzaira. Three things. Zav, Zava, and Yemei HaZgeiroi Shel Metzaira Harei Elu Oilin Lai. For these types of Tuma, not only doesn't he lose the first 15 days, but while he was Tameh, he can count those days for his Naziris. A Zav is a man that certain type of Tumah comes out of him. A Zava is a woman that has a certain type of Tumah. During those days of Tumah, sometimes they would need 7 clean days before they could toivel themselves. And the Yemei Hezgeiroi of the Metzaira. That's when the Kohen says, I don't have Siman Tahara, I don't have Siman Tumah, I have to lock you up. These days, Hari Elu Oilin Lai. So snapshot, when he becomes Tahar, he starts counting now. Okay, let me go back to where I was up to. Let me continue 16, 17, or even more so. The days of his Tumah count in the number leading up to whatever he needs to be Mashlim his Naziris. So if he was up to 15, and it took him 10 days to become Tahar, he's still up to day number 25. He still only has 5 more to go with his Naziris. So, quickly, chazing over our Mishnah. certain tumais will not stop the naziris. He doesn't have to stop them due to glachas. They are branches of a tree that are separate. He doesn't know if he walked underneath the branch where the tumah was. Something coming out of the wall. Doesn't know, maybe he walked pinked under the branch that also sheltered over, let's say, kazayis, basar, min hames. He's not sure under which one he walked. Or, let's say, the nazir walked in a beis hapras. What's a beis hapras? It's a field where there was a grave and someone plowed through it, so we say 100 amos. That's the area where we're concerned some fragments of bones may have sprayed. Also, and this was the last of the tumas that Rabbanon, Eretz Ha'amim, land from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Then we have even tumas d'oraisas that won't trigger a teglachas. If you became tumay from the cover of the arayin, or the walls of the arayin, we had another pshat in Goyel and Daifik, that Goyel is a matseva. The matseva stone, Daifik is the foundation of that stone, what it rests on. Revias dam, a quarter log of dam. You know it's enough to be metamla person, but that's the halacha. When it comes to a nazir, it won't force it to glachas. It's even if he touches or carries it. As far as a quarter kav of bones are concerned, but oil won't force it to glachas, although with maga and masa it would. Same is true for kalim that touched the mace, different stages of the mitzayra, days that he's for sure tameh, days of his counting. And all these things the nazir would not have to do to glachas, he just has to be metayer himself. Those days don't count, but he picks it up from that point and on. There are certain things, like Yumei Azava, Azava, if this happens to a Nazir, as well as if he had a Negam, the Kohen said you have to be locked up, these days not only don't force it to Galachas, but they even count towards the days of his Naziris.